Hello, Raman Kumar here, Senior Program Manager in Azure Tools team. We are going to show you how you can create your own custom artifacts to perform any actions on your lab virtual machines, such as install a software on the machine, configure the machine, and install your application on the machine so that you can test your application on the machine. When you create a lab, you will see that by default, some artifacts are already present in your lab. The source of these artifacts is our public GitHub repository, and that is the best place to get started with creating a custom artifact. Let's go to a lab. Once you are inside the lab, you can go to Getting Started and then click on this link. This will take you to our public GitHub repository, and then you'll find Artifacts folder, which contains all the artifacts that you see by default when you create the lab. The first thing that you will notice here is that each of the artifact is contained in its own folder. Let's get into an artifact folder. Here you will find an artifact file.json. This is the artifact definition file, which contains all the metadata that makes an artifact. And then it also contains any script file that you want to refer within your artifact definition file. You can refer to any of these script files just by using the name of the script file within the artifact definition file. You can also store multiple scripts within this folder, and then from your main script, which will perform the installation of the artifact, you can refer to any of the scripts present inside this folder. Let's get into artifact definition file. It contains the title that appears in the lab. It contains description that appears in the lab. It contains the icon that you see in the lab. Here you have to define the operating system for which you are creating this artifact. You have two options that you can select from, Windows or Linux. And then the parameters element contains all the parameters that you see in the lab when you go and try to add an artifact on a virtual machine. And then finally, we have run command element, which contains the command that will be executed when the artifact is installed on a particular virtual machine. And here you will notice that the script file that we have stored along with the artifact definition file is referred using the name of the script file. Here you specify the name of the parameter that is expected by the script file, and then you can refer to the value of any of the parameters that you have defined here by using a special function called as parameters. And then you can go on specifying all the parameters required by the script file. Now I want to create a custom artifact and store it in my VSO Git repository. Let's go to my VSO Git repository. The first thing that I want to do is I want to clone this VSO Git repository on my local machine so that I can create my custom artifact. To clone this VSO Git repository, you can go to clone and then you can click on command line. Here you will find the command that you can execute to clone this VSO Git repository on your local machine. Let's go and copy this command. And then I have already installed Git bash, using which I will run this command to clone the VSO Git repository on my local machine. So let's copy the command and then let's put double quotes. And then I have to specify the path of the local folder where I will clone this repository. And that's it. Now I'm ready to create my custom artifact. I have already created a PowerShell script which I will use to install the artifact. And then I need to author the artifact definition file of my artifact. I'm trying to use the artifact definition file of an existing artifact in public GitHub repository, and then I'm going to edit it as per the requirement of my custom artifact. Let's go and get a artifact definition file from public GitHub repository. I can use this artifact definition file. You can click on the artifact definition file and then click on this icon and then copy the content. Now I need a good JSON editor to edit this JSON file and also take help of the excellent support for IntelliSense provided for the artifact definition file. We are recommending Visual Studio Code as it is a free tool and also available on all the platforms like Windows, Mac, Linux. Let's go and check it out. Now the first thing that I have to do is to point Visual Studio Code to the local folder where I have cloned my VSO.git repository. So go and click on Open Folder, and then this is the folder where I have cloned my VSO.git repository. And then the first thing that I want to do here is to create a folder which will contain all the artifacts that I'm going to create. I will name this folder as Artifacts. Now I need to create a folder for the artifact that I'm going to create now. So let's call it Windows because it's a Windows-based artifact. And then I want to install VSO Build Agent using this artifact. So I'm calling this the name as Install VSO Build Agent. Now I need to copy the PowerShell script which I have already created to install VSO Build Agent on a machine. So let's go and grab that file. And then I can drag and drop that file here. Now I need to create the artifact definition file. So again, I can go and click here and then say new file. And let's call that file as artifact file.json. It's very important that you follow this naming convention. File should be named as artifact file.json. And then I can copy and paste the content from the artifact definition file in public GitHub repository. Now, the first thing that we have to do here is to change the title, description, and the icon URI. So I've changed my title. Let's go and change the description. And then I need Windows, so it's fine. But let's say I want to create a Linux-based artifact, then here I can take help of IntelliSense. I have to just enter Control Tab, and then I can see all the options available for target OS type, and then I can go and choose Windows. I could have chosen Linux based on my need. Then I need to update my parameters. Before we do that, let's go and see what are the parameters required by the PowerShell script. Here, the PowerShell script needs 5 parameters. So we have to create 5 parameters in artifact definition file corresponding to each of these parameters in the PowerShell script. So let's do that. Let's call the first one as VSO account, and the type should be string, so we'll leave that thing as it is. And then we need to update the display name. So let's go and change the display name. Then we have to go and change the description. So let's go and do that. The second parameter that I need is the personal access token. So let's go and change the name of this parameter to Pat. Now I want to change the type of this parameter because it's a secure string. And when the user is entering the value for this parameter, the text should not be displayed on the UI. So I need to change the type. So again, I can take help of IntelliSense and see what are different types that I can enter. So just do Control Tab, and here you can see all the options available. So I will go and pick up secure string and so on. You can go and add all the 5 parameters. So let's go and do it quickly. I think I did some mistake. Now the IntelliSense is telling me that a comma is expected here. So I think I missed the comma here. So I will just go and put a comma, and the error is gone. Now finally, I have to change the command. First thing that I will do is to change the name of the file. So here I will enter the name of the file. And then I have to change the name of the parameter required by this file. So the first parameter is VSO account, and I have to change this thing so that we can reference the value of the parameter that we have defined here. So I'll just go and copy the name of the parameter and paste it here. And that's it. Now I can go and enter all the parameters required by this file. Save everything. I can click on save. So all the files are saved. Before we sync the local repository with the remote repository, I have to commit the changes. So I'll put a comment here and then click on this icon to commit the changes locally. And now finally I can go and click on sync to sync my local repository with the remote VSO Git repository. And that's it. Now let's go to VSO Git repository and see if all the files are synced. Let's go to this page and then click on refresh. Now I can see the artifacts folder created and the artifact folder created for my custom artifact. That's it. We saw how easily you can create a custom artifact by using an existing script to install the artifact, and how you can expose all the parameters required by the script so that lab users can enter the value of each of the parameters when they create a VM with the artifact. If you want to get started with DevTest Lab, please follow the instructions as shown in Azure Preview Portal. Thank you.